escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
50 years ago today, that's how old the Eagles, 50 years ago. 50. Unbelievable. And to think like how close it was only... I was only born 8 years later. It's 50 years ago. That's so crazy.
Isn't that the wildest thing to think about? You just so you reflect weird. On it.
So weird.
It's so sad.
It was only 8 years later I'm born, but it's 50 years ago? How's that possible?
And when you're a kid, you feel like that's so far ago. Oh. You're like, wow, 8 years before I was born. And now you think about the difference between now and 2000, and you're like, oh my God.
I saw someone say, did you ever watch The Wonder Years?
I did not.
Do you know the show, though? Do you know what it
is? Fred Savage.
Fred Savage, right. And Daniel Stern was the voiceover.
Legend.
Home Alone, yes, legend. That show took place in like the 19... They shot the show in like the 80s. It was about the 1960s or whatever. And I forgot the exact years, but someone put out a thing saying if they were to shoot a show today, like if they were to start filming today, for there to be the same gap between when they were filming The Wonder Years and the time period in which it took place, the show, if they were to start recording a show today, the time period would be 2005. So if they did The Wonder Years today, it would be about 2005 when it was about the 60s in the late 1980s. That's crazy.
They'd be living in a Willie Randolph-led Mets world.
Yeah. I think the show was like 1986, 1987, and it took place in the late 60s. Like, it was 20 years. Now it would be 2005 if you did that show. That's 2005. I was already done with high school. It's crazy.
There was something else I saw like that, too, where it was, I can't remember. Oh, it was that 70s show.
Right.
They did that in the 90s, or it started in the late 90s.
Yeah,
you think
probably.
About that now, it would be that OTS show, I guess is what they call that.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Oh.
888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll get back to the calls here. A little bit of baseball, obviously. We'll get into the football. You heard some of the stuff. Watt, biggest contract for any non-quarterback in NFL history. And I'll give it away here. We'll talk about it. Pittsburgh's my new team. I'll tell you why I'm so enthralled with the Pittsburgh Steelers and why I'm looking forward to their season. Might have to do with their quarterback. He's kind of my guy. But I find some other things fascinating about that. And the Dame Lillard stuff, which is interesting, too. Because Dame kind of could have went one of two ways, and I respect the way he went. We'll go and get into some NBA stuff as well. And obviously, Carl Anthony Towns, I was driving home from yesterday's show. And obviously, the morning show spent a ton of time on Gillis and the opening monologue of the ESPYs and the personal attack on Carl Anthony Towns, or at least the joke made about Carl Anthony Towns. And hopefully it inspires him to get into the gym, do what Rick Pitino suggested, and lose some weight and have a monster offseason leading into a monster season, because he's kind of become to Gio's point, it's not just a New York thing. This is a cultural conception. This is a cultural opinion of Carl Anthony Towns. So we'll get to that as well. A bunch of stuff still on the table on this Friday before we get baseball back tonight. Mets home against the Reds. The Yankees out in Atlanta to start the season. We heard Manaea, Peterson, Holmes will be the three starting pitchers for the Mets in this series. The New York Yankees, I don't believe, have put out their rotation, I would think, and this is a talking point we'll get to with the blister of Max Fried, I would think, and you know, either way, they go to Toronto after Atlanta. I would think you want to start Carlos Rodon out of the gate against Atlanta on Friday, in which case you could see him for the last game of the Toronto series. And considering the blister of Max Fried, I would let Max Fried have as much time to heal as possible and throw him in the second game of that Toronto series. I would throw him in the fifth game of this second half and give him as much time in that blister to heal. And then in that Toronto series, you have both Fried and Rodon going against the Blue Jays in what will be an absolutely killer series, an important series for the New York Yankees. Let's go to Junior in Jersey City. What's up, Junior?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, brother? How are you?
With the Yankees, outside of the bullpen, the most important like position that we need to trade for is third base. And I think...
you think third base is the most important
Jose Ramirez is like impossible, but what about Ryan McMahon of Colorado?
Yeah, I mean, that's so. Before we get into that, you would venture to like, so if the Yankees, let's say the Yankees need another starter, the Yankees need bullpen arms, and the Yankees need a third baseman. Say for whatever reason the Yankees were only able to accomplish one of those and fill one of those holes, which one would you pick for the Yankees to fill? Do you think you would say third base is your most, you'll live with the bullpen, you'll live with the rotation? I know you don't want to. You want all of that and more. I understand. But if you had to fill only one, you would pick third base.
Yes. Okay. The outfield's fine.
No, the outfield's fine. No, I'm talking about the bullpen. I'm talking about the bullpen, the other needs. They need arms in the bullpen. They probably need another starter. It doesn't have to be a top of the rotation starter, but you're looking for another starter. You're looking for bullpen help, and you're looking for a third baseman. And of those three, if they could only fill one, you would want them to go get a third baseman.
Right.
Okay. So I have no problem with McMahon or Ke'Bryan Hayes. Those teams seem to be the two. There's probably other ones. If they could get Ramirez, obviously, if you can get Ramirez out of Cleveland, now you're talking about, now you're willing to give up Spencer Jones. Now you're willing to get, you might give up Jason Dominguez for that. Like, you might, I mean, that's probably what you're going to have to give up. You want to go get Jose Ramirez out of Cleveland. I think he's 33, 34, so he's on the older side, but he's got years of control. The contract is completely, like, reasonable is beyond. Like, it's one of the best contracts in the sport. He's a switch-hitting third baseman who's been an MVP-like player. That would be, I mean, there are reports that they're looking, they're willing to trade some pieces, whether it be Class A or Smith out of the bullpen, which would absolutely be a target of mine if I'm the New York Yankees. And what's his name in the outfield? Why am I losing? He just had the game-tying hit.
Kwan.
Thank you. Stephen Kwan. Kwan in the outfield, who the Yankees don't need. Those are the three that are reported Cleveland be willing to move. I don't think they would move Jose Ramirez. He loves being there. And as much as they could, you know, use the money off the books, it's such a friendly contract for the production you're getting. I think that's a pipe dream that they would ever move him. So obviously Suarez seems to be the best third baseman available at the trade deadline. I agree with you. They need a third baseman, and I don't think there's any way in hell. Like, I feel pretty strongly they're going to get a third baseman. I just don't know if it's going to be Suarez, and I don't know if it has to be. Like, to me, I would be fine with McMahon. I would be fine with Ke'Bryan Hayes. I'm fine with an upgrade at third base. I really am. I know you would love as good an offensive bat as possible, and we watch the offense, and whenever the offense doesn't hit, it drives us crazy. I get that, but blowing leads don't help either. Like, I always found this funny. You know, I saw Tiki the other day. I came into the studio on, I guess, Monday, and I wanted to talk. Like, I got a chance to talk to Tiki. He was someone who said this too, and not to knock him. A lot of people say it, but the idea of the Yankees aren't, even when they're losing, they're not fun. Like, when the offense struggles, so they lose, and it's not even just losing, they're impossible to watch. And I hear that a lot from Yankee fans. Losing's losing, man. You think it's more fun to lose 10-9 than it is 2-0? It's not. You want to see the bullpen blow leads? We've seen it this year. We've seen at the beginning of the year in particular, we saw Devin Williams blow leads. Was it fun? Did you come out of it going, well, at least the Yankees scored some runs and I felt good about it? No, you stick to your stomach. Like, there is no good way to lose. There is no fun way to lose. Losing is losing, and losing sucks. And right now I look at the team and I think the bullpen scares me of costing them and losing more games for them than the offense does. It really does. So to me, if I can get a very good, sound defensive third baseman who is just a major league hitter, is an average major league hitter with a 700 OPS, a 690 to 710 OPS, and has some pop, like, that's fine with me. Like, let me even see, like, Cabrian Hayes, right now, this year. Oof. 576 OPS. That's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. All right, so Cabrian Hayes is out. I'm just kidding. It would be an upgrade. He's hitting 238. He's an actual hitter. I do think on some of these teams like McMahon, Cabrian Hayes, you get off Pittsburgh, it's a lot better. But that's not what I'm looking for, is a 600 OPS. So I would be okay on some level with that because it's an upgrade from what the worst hitter in baseball is at Peraza. But, like McMahon, 683 OPS. He plays a very good third base. He was an all-star last year. Every other year of his career, except maybe the first two where he didn't play full seasons, he's had an above 700 OPS. Like, that would be a guy I would target. Pat in Belmore. What's up, Pat?
How's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Can't complain, first and foremost. To answer your question,
614.90. Wait, hold on, Pat, stop talking. Let's try one more time, because you're kind of breaking up. Hello? I'm sorry, Pat. Try calling back, bud. If Pat calls back, we'll put him up. Just couldn't understand you, bud. Phil in Middletown. What's up, Phil? This is not a good sign. What are the odds both of these lines were going to go? Try again one more time, Phil. Nope. All right, Kevin and Kopog. If not, we're going to, I don't know. Zoo's going to get back there and take a screwdriver or a sledgehammer to the phones and see if it works.
Sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm. Great song. Kevin and Kopog. What's up, Kevin? Oh, boy. All right, let me just tell you guys something right now. I've got 3 hours and 40 minutes left in this show. 3 hours and 40 minutes. I've talked baseball without any more baseball being played for a week now, a full week. I have done, yesterday was five, today's going to be five, so that's 10. Another five on Monday was 15, and then two fours is eight. I've done 23 hours, or I will attempt to do 23 hours. So I've already done 19 hours or so of radio over this week without games being played. If these phones don't work, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Me and Zoo might just play music and turn this into a music show. I don't know. But we're going to take a break. We're going to see if we can fix these calls. Get some calls up. 888-808-1019. Please. If you think well of me at all, if you're listening right now, pick up your phone, preferably from a landline if you're so at home or something, somewhere in a good area, solid cell phone or a home line. Call me up. Just say hi. We need someone to test the lines because that's three in a row of incoherent phone calls. And it's 1:18, and I'm here till 5 a.m. So please. Help me out. Be kind. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. But yeah, I have to admit, I looked at Hayes' numbers. I forgot that the OPS was that low. I guess, but McMahon's hitting 212, which is putrid. He's got a 683 OPS. He's got 13 home runs. So, I mean, he's got some pop. He plays a good third base. He currently leads the league in strikeouts with 121, but he's playing for literally the worst baseball team, arguably, in the history of the sport. Like, that's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. I mean, I would feel comfortable that he would be far better with the New York Yankees. So, I mean, he's an average major league hitter for most of his career. That and third base, I would absolutely take it. 888-808-1019. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and hopefully continue to take your phone calls. If not, I hope you guys would like a Beatles lesson, or we'll figure something out to do. We'll read recipes. We'll have some fun. 888-808-1019. I'm just kidding. We'll be entertaining, I promise you, and we'll be fine. But give me a call. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to take your calls and take you all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle with you on The Fan. Be right back. Well, let's see. He's put up a couple calls. We're going to see if the phones have fixed themselves, because when we went to break, Zoo said, now I can't even screen them. It's not working on my end either, which was not all that great to hear. So we're going to give it a try. Hopefully it's working.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If not, again, just a brief history of the Beatles. It should only take 3 hours or so. It'll be great.
We have some CEO talk, too.
That's true. I know we would have other things, obviously. We got the football. We could talk Watt and the Steelers and why I find the Pittsburgh Steelers to be the most interesting team in the NFL this year, and one I'll be rooting for heavily this year. And obviously some NBA stuff, Carl Anthony Towns, the two baseball teams, plenty to get to. Plus, our just local football teams. I did a little bit on that yesterday. And obviously today, the afternoon show talked a lot about Russell Wilson and the quarterback situation for the New York Giants off an article that I mentioned in yesterday's show from Sports Illustrated. So a lot to get to, but your calls. I can count on Mike in Brooklyn to call up and try and help me out. What's up, Mike? You there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Oh, Mike. I've never been happier to hear your voice, Mike.
And you're the same way, because as you were saying before, you're energetic, and I need that right now.
Yes.
3 hour drive, Bill, tonight. So keeping me awake.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad to keep you awake. I try and bring the energy. Yeah. Zoo's trying to bring it down with heart. I got to get on him. But yes, not that Heart was, you know, bad. Nothing wrong with Heart. Good band. But yeah, so what's going on? I hear you crystal clear. What's going on in the car? What are you doing?
All right.
What's going on in your life, Michael? Everything good?
Yeah.
Good.
The Yankees, I don't know about that.
You don't know about the Yankees?
Some help in the bullpen.
They do need some
help in the bullpen.
They do need some help in the bullpen. All right.
You were trying to lead that caller before.
Yes, good.
But yeah, third base is not the main issue. If you can only have one, it's definitely got to be the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't, and thank you for the call. I don't disagree with you. I still think the bullpen's more important because right now I got two arms that I trust. That's it. I got Weaver and Williams. That is it. You can't trust Jonathan Loaisiga. Leiter's not there. Hamilton isn't trustworthy as of yet. He's been better at, but you know he's not been the guy. Cruz is hurt. I don't know where else they go. Where are they going? Like honestly, with a one run lead in the seventh inning, where are they going? They need multiple arms right now. Multiple arms. I guess they're going Loaisiga, and hopefully he could turn it around. You know, he could use a break. There are some players you're hoping could use the break, right? He's been bad from injury. You know, hopefully the idea that he could catch a break, catch himself. They're talking about maybe, you know, talking to David Robertson. There's some options, but right now, Weaver and Williams are what scare you. I don't know. Excuse me. Weaver and Williams are the only things you have. Outside of that, what it scares you. I feel like there are options in the lineup. Like, you're not going to get killed by a poor hitting third baseman with the way this offense swings the bats. I definitely want it, but I think the bullpen's far more important. If the postseason started today, third base wouldn't terrify me. The bullpen terrifies me. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
The guy who called from San Diego really knew his stuff, but I think he messed up the phone lines when he used the word usurious.
Yeah. I was even like,
I know,
what?
I had to Google that one.
It always reminds me of my favorite, whenever someone uses a word that that either I don't know or seems a bit large for the moment, I always remember, it's my favorite moment in a Yankee broadcast. It was Jim Cott was doing the game with Michael Kay. And I forget what city they were in, but it was a city, you know, near water. So I forget which coastal city they were on. But they were doing the show, and coming back from break, they, you know, the Yes Network had a shot of like a sailboat going across the water. And as they're coming back from break, Michael Kay goes, "Oh, what a beautiful day. And nothing like some nautical action." He said nautical action. And Jim Cott, right? He said nautical. He said, not a term that's too hard. We all know what he meant, but he said a little nautical action, something like that. And Jim Cott, without missing a beat, goes, "And boating too." I just thought that was, I was hysterical. He was like, "And some boating too." Like he was like, "What do you mean nautical?" He's like, "I had no idea what that word meant." It was just very funny. The way Jim Cott did it, it was very funny. A little nautical action. And boating too.
Nautical action.
But go ahead. So what's up, Tommy?
Well, if the phones go down again, I mean, first of all, I think you and Zoo got a good, strong rapport together. You guys are good together with these.
Absolutely. No, Zoo would be co-host, but it's, you know, I feel bad. As much as guys on the other side, and believe me, I was one for 16 years, 17 years. As much as we love chiming in, I feel bad. You can't just lean on Big Zoo. You need the phone calls.
Well, if the phones do go down again, and you don't want to talk about the trading deadline the trading deadline, we don't know who's available. We don't know what teams want.
I tried to get away from the trade deadline with the open. I'm talking about in-house things. What can we do? And the first caller and everybody, all we want to talk about is the trade deadline. That is, until baseball's back, it seems like that's the only thing the baseball fan in the moment in New York City has an appetite for. So.
It's a five-hour show. It's last night and no baseball. We got through it. Okay, baseball tomorrow. We can talk music, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're great. So, I don't know if I'm going to put it out there. Turns into the thing. What's your Mount Rushmore of music, American music?
My Mount Rushmore of American music. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. That was a premature cut. Mount Rushmore of American bands. I'm assuming you're saying that because I'm a Beatles guy and, you know, the British Invasion and... so to keep me away from that, Mount Rushmore of musical acts or musicians, you know, American musicians, I don't know, like my personal favorite or the most impactful or best, like my personal favorites for American music acts, and I'll stay away from, I mean, because I would put Eminem there because I'm an Eminem guy, but if we're talking rock music, I personally love The Doors, so I would put The Doors there as one of them. I think you got to put Bruce as another. To me, I think you got to put Billy there too. That's, you know, Billy Joel has so many songs. Like someone asked me, who do you like better, Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel? And I'd like, they kind of go together a little bit. Obviously from the area, right, you know, same time, you know. I would say, and I always say this, like, to me, the best of Bruce Springsteen, the very best of Bruce, is better than the very best of Billy Joel. Like, I prefer, like, Thunder Road, Born to Run, I'm a Rosalita guy. There's a couple of, like, there's, if you were to say, take Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen and give me their best 50 songs, the best 50 combined between Bruce and Billy, the top 10 would be filled with Bruce Springsteen songs. The top 10 would be filled with Bruce. 11 through 50 would almost be exclusively Billy Joel. Like, that's how I feel. I think the best of Bruce is better, but the lesser known songs, like if you just go put on a Bruce album and go through it, like I think Billy Joel has a ton of just really good songs. So I think the top 10 would be dominated by Bruce, and then 11 through 50 would be absolutely dominated by Billy. I think that's how I view the two of them. So listen, I know we don't like to talk about him. Michael Jackson is someone you got to put on that list of American born if you want to go to
Beach Boys.
Sinatra, the Beach Boys. Clearly the Beach Boys have to be up there. I guess for my personal, that's what I would do. Just real quick, without doing too much thought process, Doors, Bruce and Billy, and the Beach Boys. That would be my top. And I understand the Doors probably wouldn't be there for a lot of people, but I just love the Doors. I'm a big Doors guy. Let's go to Pat in Long Island. What's up, Pat?
Round two. All right, are we good?
Yes. I think it's working, Pat.
It wasn't my fault. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Wasn't you. Wasn't your fault. I'm glad you're back.
So I just wanted to say, so to top music when it was my birthday was All for One's.
Huh?
I Swear.
All for One, I Swear. That was, yeah, I remember All for One, I Swear, and I swear by the moon and the star. They had one other song. Do you remember All for One's other hit? I'm trying to think. I know they had one other one, but that was obviously their big hit.
Yeah, I don't call them a one-hit wonder, but I do not know them that well.
There was only one other real big hit, and they had that same format that Boyz II Men had, where they had the deep vocal guy, and he kind of spoke a little bit instead of singing sometimes. But yes, All for One's, I Swear. I remember it very, very well. So you were born in 1994.
Yep, the day they won the cup and the last time.
So Much in Love. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yes, that was it. So Much in Love. So are we two? I can't wait. So in love. So in love with a world of our own. I remember that song. All right, so go ahead. Any sports stuff or just music?
No, yes, it was also sports. I was going to say from another caller, because of those 2 years where we don't know what they're going to do with salary cap and stuff, I'll go all in to the Pirates. I'll even get rid of Dominguez for a veteran like McCutcheon or Reynolds if we're getting Paul Skeens before we have to try and compete with the Dodgers and Mets money.
Yeah, Pat, I appreciate the call, and thank you for calling back. And 1994, being born in 1994 is crazy. Crazy. I remember for some reason I used to go to the when I was a kid, and I'd go to the doctor. They had their files like on the desk, and I remember looking at all the years that the kids were born, and I remember thinking, "Wow, 94. Those are babies. Like those were babies. Now they're grown men calling into my show."
You know, the moment for me when I felt old was when I walked into the 7-Eleven and they have that, you know, you can't buy alcohol if you're not older than this date.
Right.
Once that turned first, to 2000, I was like, yeah, wow.
Yep.
And that's not even that much younger than me, but still, I'm just
no,
like,
no, I
wow.
hear you. I hear you. But they're not trading for Skeens. There's no reason, none, for Pittsburgh to trade him now. They're not going to trade him now. It just, they'll get just as much value in 2 years. Like, he's going to be under, he's under control. He came up last year. He's under control for another 5 years, another 4 years after this one. Like, there's only, he has so much value that you got to at least give your fans Skeens for another couple years before you trade him. I would be shocked if they don't, like, they don't move him until he's got 2 years of control left at the max. Because that's still the same package you're going to get now. How much could you give him? But of course, like, if Skeens is in it, yes, I trade Dominguez. I trade Spencer Jones. I trade damn near everything that's not tied down. Of course. But they're not doing it. Don't even think of Skeens. Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Hey, C-Hack. Hey, what's up, brother? I heard your desperate plea for
yes.
phone calls.
Thankfully, we seem to be okay, but I appreciate you answering the call. News team, well, assemble! That's what I needed, and you were there for me.
This is very off the wall. I've been sitting on this for a couple weeks, but I figured, what the hell? There's no sports. The phones are dead. This is the perfect night to call in and talk about this. Have you heard about this new Hallmark holiday touchdown movie, A Buffalo Bills Love Story, that they're filming? And last year was a holiday touchdown, a Kansas City Chiefs love story. And this year it's going to be the Buffalo Bills love story. Tony Danza is going to be in it. Steve Sharip is going to be in it.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Honest. They're filming it in Buffalo right now. And it's all over, like, Variety and the internet. And, you know, the Hallmark, have you ever seen a Hallmark movie?
Of course. I mean, you know, we all know. I could give you six or seven different formulas that every Hallmark movie follows.
Listen,
City Girl got, you know, her she got fired from her job. Forced to go down to some sort of farmland meet an old relative who left her money or something, and she falls in love with the farmhand of that suddenly new acquired dairy farm that she's got, and she's stepping in poop, and he's trying to, you know, get her used to the culture, and then they find middle ground and fall in love. Yeah, that's one. There's like tons of
you got it. Yeah, you got it.
Absolutely.
But I've been thinking to myself, you know, it's always a very wholesome couple, and they have this lovely relationship in the end. But what would it be like if they made a Hallmark holiday touchdown New York Jets love story?
Yeah.
It couldn't be like
that,
right?
Well, listen, let's be totally honest. If they do a home, you could do that. I hear you saying, yeah, to have a miserable Jet fan. But listen,
it would be a self-loathing,
yeah,
low esteem man, yeah, locked,
right?
It's going to be a woman who works in the Jets front office,
right?
And he's locked in this exploitative,
yeah,
relationship with this financially dominant woman who charges him $100 to park every time he goes over to spend the night with him.
Yeah,
that would be the Hallmark touchdown New York Jets movie.
That's funny. I think the Buffalo Bill one could be funny too. He's this mild mannered guy. He goes down to the Bills game and suddenly he's like taking off his shirt and he's, you know, jumping through tables and all the Bills Mafia stuff. And she has to deal with that.
That would kind of be like that movie Fever Pitch,
yeah,
right?
So I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, with Jimmy Fallon, Fever Pitch, which that movie sucks because of course it follows the 2004 Red Sox.
Oh, I mean, growing disaster. Up as a kid, though, that was always on HBO, so I would always throw it on.
And apparently, I'm sorry, someone sent me a message. I think I owe, and he tweeted at me, too. I owe Pat an apology. I don't know if me and you were talking off air or I was reading something. Or I missed the idea. He said he was born on the day that the Rangers won the Cup. I didn't catch that. Did you hear him say that?
I didn't catch that either.
I didn't hear him say that, but apparently he did, and then he says he sent me a tweet, and on the tweet it says the day they won the cup. I just heard him say, I swear, I did not hear him say that he was born on the day the Rangers won the cup.
Now, that could be a good Hallmark movie, though. Little Ranger fan?
Yeah.
I mean, the Jet fan one, that just ends in sadness. Yeah, I mean, they have to break up in the end, right? Or maybe they never even were together the whole time.
Yeah.
The guy was just living a delusion.
Yeah, he was catfished by Woody Johnson. That's the end.
A Woody Johnson cameo at the end, him just laughing in his face. Oh, yeah, by the way, another $2,000 for PSLs this year.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
And by the way, I pulled up the stuff for the touchdown here, the Buffalo Bills love story.
Yeah.
Outside of Tony Danza, we do have some Buffalo Bills appearing in this.
Really?
Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, the great Jim Kelly.
Dawson Knox. Friend of Zach Yelb in the station, Deion Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean McDermott. And, of course, DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, DeMar Hamlin. I thought you were going to say, of course, Josh Allen.
Well, Josh Allen saving his film debut for the next Haley Steinfeld project,
exactly,
I assume.
Yeah. No, look at that. That is... That's some cast they're going to throw out there. DeMar Hamlin, of course.
I don't know the lead actors.
He has a perspective on love
Rodin
and life.
And Matthew Daddario?
Yeah, I don't know them.
Probably Hallmark.
Actors.
Hallmark.
Yeah. No, Hallmark, you know, they make... Yeah, those movies are all very formulaic. You could write one right now. Almost anyone could write some sort of Hallmark movie right now.
Shouldn't we come up with an idea like that?
Well, we've said for a long time that we should write a TV sitcom in the vein of The Office or whatever of WFAN.
Oh, yeah.
Forever I was saying that. Now it's kind of changed, I don't know. But back in the day, when we were, me and Monzo always talked about the idea of writing a show and having it be based on WFAN. And we were always talking about the characters who would be this, like... We had settled on a couple. Rick Moranis would be Mark Chernoff.
That's a great cast.
Right? We always said Rick Moranis would have to be Mark Chernoff. Tim Robbins would be Bob Uecker.
Wow.
We had always said Tim would be Bob Uecker. Mike, we went back and forth with, but it was like right around the time of 30 Rock, and we thought Alec Baldwin for Francesa was kind of the name that we threw around for Francesa. I'm trying to think if we had any others locked down. Those are the ones I really remember feeling like those would be perfect for those characters. I'm trying to think if there was other ones.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Those are the three that really jump out at me that we felt like those are perfect. Rick Moranis and Tim Robbins for Bob Uecker. But it would be a show, obviously, a producer would be the main character. The actual host would just be the people this producer had to deal with. Like, it wouldn't be, the main character would be a low-level person here at The Fan.
Let me give you one right here. I just thought of on the spot.
Okay.
Steve Summers, Martin Short.
Not bad. Or even Steve Martin that they worked, like, either one would kind of work. Steve Martin could do something. But yeah, Martin Short for Summers would be great.
I feel like it's just perfect. Yeah, he would be able to go there.
Yep, that would be really good. Absolutely. I'm trying to think who else we had. I don't know if we had one for Boomer.
What about Harris Allen?
What about Harris Allen? For Boomer, I don't think it makes much sense. You can have Boomer play Boomer. Let's get to Kevin and Clark. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing, bud?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. I called in your moment of desperation hoping to not hear about music, and then it segued from music to Hallmark movies.
So yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So the quick question.
All right, so what very important topic do you want to talk about, Kevin?
So what I'm looking for, please and thank you, is if you could unpackage why you're looking forward to the Steelers. Like, are you looking forward to, because it's going to be a train wreck? Or you think they're going to be a highly competent NFL team?
I don't know, but either way, isn't it fascinating? I think my reasoning, are you a Steelers fan, Kevin? Either with the Watt contract, but I am picking the Steelers for my other team to really focus on and try and watch this year because I think they're incredibly fascinating. I think Aaron Rodgers still can play the game. And more than that, right? Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, everything that he brings. I really wish he was the Giants quarterback as a Giants fan. I also spun the wheel of quarterbacks for a month trying to come up with a better option than Aaron Rodgers for the Jets, and I couldn't find one, including Justin Fields. I still think he should be the quarterback one more year for the New York Jets. But forgetting all that, I still think he can play the game. I'm fascinated to see if he can have one more good year. And more than that, the Steelers are behaving in a manner in which the Steelers don't behave. They are going all in. To do what they've done, to bring in Aaron Rodgers, to make the trades they made, to bring in Metcalf, like to make the trade for the cornerback, like everything they've done, they are going all in. This is a very steady organization that relies on their coach, their culture, and they've kind of, over the last handful of years, become a team that's good enough every year to still win 9, maybe even 10 games, get into the playoffs, and they've won with terrible quarterbacks. They haven't had a good quarterback since Roethlisberger. They've done it with Kenny Pickett. They've done it with Rudolph. They've done it with a bunch of different guys who really aren't, you know, I'm not trying to knock those guys, serviceable enough to win some games. Obviously, last year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. But, like, to bring in Rodgers, to make trades that they've made. You know, Rodgers is already talking about it since last year. Like, they're all in to try and chase a championship in a division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. Like, it's fascinating that after all of these years of being steady, they've really went out there and put it out there on a limb and made moves to really go for it this year and leverage this season above what the Steelers normally do. And I just think it's fascinating. I'm fascinated to see how that duo of Rodgers and Tomlin work together. I'm fascinated with him and Metcalf, and just, I think it's a fascinating team, a fascinating group. They just re-signed, obviously, Watt to an extended him to a new contract. He's one of the best defensive players in the league. He's now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. If you look at their schedule, when he plays, they win. When Watt is on the field, that defense is really damn good, and they win football games. So I'm just in a very difficult division, too. I mean, last year, Joe Burrow could easily have been the MVP of the NFL if his team won more. They were that good. And we know how dynamic they can be, and they're a dangerous team. And who has been more consistently excellent, at least in the regular season, than Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, who, you know, could have won another MVP this past season. I just think it's a fascinating time and a fascinating choice in Aaron Rodgers for a team in that division to decide this is the year we're going for it. And we're not satisfied with the 9-10 wins, and we're not going to just be steady. We're going to take chances. We're going to take risks. We're going to bring in aging veteran cornerbacks to see, you know, if they have one more good year in them and trade away Fitzpatrick. Like, it's just been an interesting offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Such a steady organization that typically does not do this. To finally see them make these moves and try and go all in, I just think it's a fascinating dynamic. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Raul in Manhattan. What's up, Raul?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
How you doing? You got a fresh, brand new troops here, callers, supporting you and the station and everything. Listen, I have a couple of topics I'd like to talk about. First of all, I don't think the Yankees should acquire anybody from any other teams for third base. They have Roderick Arias in the minors, who I think is quite capable of holding that position. Okay,
no, not right now, in the second half of this season?
Sure, no. Why not? He's as good as anybody that they're going to even think about getting, keep buying Hayes or all these other guys. They old, you know what I'm saying? There's still some youth.
He's 20 years old. I mean, how many, like...
Why not? He's solid. He's, you know what I'm saying?
He hasn't played above single A. And he's hitting 194 right now.
A lot of guys get mired in slumps from the minors because they don't feel like they're going to go anywhere. I like, if you want to talk about the football, this guy, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback that's going to play, what's his name?
Aaron Rodgers?
I think Aaron Rodgers, part of his failure with the Jets is because he still wants to play the same kind of football that he's used to playing when he was younger, which is running around, looking around for wide receivers instead of now that he's older, he should just get the ball, zip it, and get rid of it quickly so he doesn't get hurt all the time. He has to change his style and his practice of play, and he'll be successful, especially with Pittsburgh because they're a lot more intelligent than the Jets. Anyway.
I think that's a little bit. Fair, I suppose. I think he's fine playing from the pocket. I don't think, like, we'll see how he plays. It's going to be a new offense. You know, he's got some different things to learn. He tried to, obviously, they brought in a coach prior to him coming there that he was very familiar with, and it turned out to be a disaster as an offensive coordinator for the Jets. So this will be the first time he's really, you know, stepping out into something brand new with another organization outside of, obviously, there were changes throughout the years and changes to the coaching staff in Green Bay, but to now join a different organization with a different offense and work with Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh now, we'll see how it works out. I just think it's fascinating. I really do. And I think he could still play. And just the moves they made, they brought in Ramsey in a trade. Like, they've kind of gone all out. They just paid Woods. They just paid Watt. They got Metcalf. I just think it's a fascinating team. I don't know how good it is. It's not necessarily that I think they're the best team in the they could be the third best team in the division. I'm not picking them to go and be excellent. I'm just saying they've made some really interesting moves to go for it with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey, and they still have a really good defense. And TJ Watt is one of the better defensive players in the league, and they just locked him up. 888-808-1019. But to your part about Roderick Arias, like, yes, he was a big-time signing a couple years ago. They paid him a lot of money. A lot of teams wanted him. Right now, he's at Tampa in single A, and he's struggling mightily. He's 20 years old. Now, I'm not saying he won't be a great player. He's not even remotely on the cusp of being introduced to Major League Baseball. Like, there is no shot He's hitting 194 in single A. You want to bring this guy up and play him at third base? You think he's better than Ke'Bryan Hayes right now? Because Hayes is struggling at the major league level? This dude is hitting, has worse numbers in single A than Ke'Bryan Hayes has at the major league level. So, no. There is, he has no opportunity. I mean, he's 2-3. He's 20 years old. You might not see him for another 3 years, let alone this season. 888-808-1019. Quick break. More of your calls. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We got you all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.